This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Nothing like letting go of the mic and mic mute button and then having to clear your throat. Hour number three. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
G-Code is known for their holsters, but that's not all that they do. And everything that they do is as good as it can be done. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Go check out, my favorite part of their line is called the Contact Series. Go check that out. At the core of liberalism is the spoiled child, a miserable entity, as all spoiled children are, unsatisfying, demanding, ill-disciplined, despotic, and useless. Liberalism is the philosophy of sniveling brats. So says P.J. O'Rourke. Okay, I did not know that. Thank you. Thanks, 133. I did not know that. Interesting stuff. This whole talk about the legal defense system is it has stimulated many things. Then we've got Bill Clinton, who says the liberals lost the election because of angry white men. Harry Reid says it's the fault of FBI Director James Comey. Pantsuit and Barack Hussein Obama are both convinced it's all the fault of Vladimir Putin and the Russians. There's an emerging pattern there. The liberals are either too smug or too stupid to accept personal responsibility for their own failures. They at all times angrily and arrogantly direct blame at everyone else. And that's why they can never repent, because every act of conscious learning requires a willingness to suffer injury to one's self-esteem. Although you and I would call it reflection and honesty with ourselves. It is utterly impossible for liberals to sit back and look inward. Take a third-person view of themselves. Right now, we have a delusional president, the guy with his finger on the button, who is sanctimoniously declaring to anyone who's going to listen, and very few are now, that his bungling administration was actually perfect, and that the USA is respected and stronger than ever. And nothing could be further from the truth. He goes down as the worst U.S. president in history. And by the way, despite your thing reading the mean tweets on Fallon's show, now Trump gets to go down as a president. But, you know, Obama, I think he's worse than Carter. I was young when Carter was president. But, I mean, looking at him today, Carter, I don't agree with anything that Jimmy Carter stands for or talks about or any of his worldviews on anything else. And some of the things he's done has been despicable. But at the core of everything, I think he actually believes everything he does. So, I mean, when you're being true to a conviction that you have, does that make you honorable in some sense if you're actually based upon conviction? Obama is not based upon conviction. Obama has spent $5 million just on vacations in 8 years, $5 million in 8 years. Now, that's fine. He's the president. He won the elections fair and square. We've got people right now like Bill Clinton who's out there saying, another thing he's saying is that he's looking at the 304 to whatever it was Pantsuit ended up with on electoral votes and said, that's not a landslide. I got 370 electoral votes. You got 370 electoral votes in a year when you got 43% of the popular vote, Bill. You did not win a plurality of the popular vote. You won enough of the electoral votes. You won the votes counted. But you did not win a plurality of the electoral vote. So you need to shut up. Your time is over. Hillary's time is over. Okay? The Bush's time is over. While these liberals vainly wallow in this muddy lake of deceitful self-righteousness, incapable of accepting reality. In the meantime, the Trump administration is slowly, solidly taking shape with some very deliberate, solid people that are joining into this administration. As the rest of the world descends, continues its descent into chaotic hell, things are beginning to look up here. Except in these states where they're going to continue to assail gun rights, which means all freedom in these states. Federally, there's nothing that is going to happen now. So for a moment, we're safe. I look at this as coming into this from a position of strength. Liberal theology, and when you look at that, you got to understand that there's no inquiry that is ever permitted into the theology of liberals, insists upon unquestioning obedience from the dupes. The party line is pious imbecility, and the waves of logic beat against it in vain. And for the moment, it is put down. Should we have expected them to do this quietly? No. We should not have expected them to accept this or do this quietly. Should we make them adhere to the rules that they've set in place in places like the Senate and with the president? Yes. Obama's he's telegraphing that he's going to put in place certain things that are make it permanently illegal to drill offshore. I dare him. For all of this, I want to see Hillary going to jail. I want to see every regulation, every executive order Obama has put out there. I want to see that rescinded, torn up, whatever it is. Obama's using something that is actually, we'll get into this when we get back, but I mean, this is a very old thing that he had his legal people dig up. He tried to do this with the Second Amendment, and they couldn't dig anything up. But he found this, and this is one thing, because Trump is going to unleash the energy capability of this nation when he takes office. He's going to unleash it. When we get cranked up, Saudi Arabia is not going to matter. The middle OPEC is not going to matter. Brazil is not going to matter. Russia is not going to matter when it comes to energy production, because we are the dogs. We are the big dogs on the porch. And when the president coming in, when President-elect Trump takes that leash off of the collar of the big dog, we're going to be the masters of the world when it comes to energy production. And Obama can't stand that idea. He cannot stand that idea. I mean, Trump's already showing what he's going to do about the clean energy thing with the Air Force One that was coming in that was not even that's not practical. We don't need a jet plane that runs on cooking oil. In any event, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
connection between man and weapon.
This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. It just works in ways that you can't imagine. This is more than lubrication. This is adding to your combat effectiveness with your weapon. Check them out at froggroup.com. I want to take this moment, as this is the last live show of 2016, okay? I want to take this moment, and I want to thank Genesis Communications Network. Tonight it's Daniel, but often I have different people. I do not do this alone. I am a cog in a machine, and the board op is actually the guy that weaves everything together and makes it sound the way it does, so thank you for that. I want to thank my affiliates, KJMT out of Arkansas, WNNG, Georgia, WZXI out of Kentucky, KZLS, Oklahoma, KDSX out of Texas, Ector, Texas, KRFE, Lubbock, Texas, WVWI, St. Thomas in the Virgin Islands, and KBDV out of Forts, Washington State. In addition to places online like ZTalk and everything for carrying the show, thank you guys. I appreciate your confidence. I appreciate giving me access to your listeners. And I want to thank the ninjas. Because the ninjas on the download side, on the podcast side, the ninjas rule. And they rule in a big way. In 2017, we're going to be really expanding things. I and Second Call Defense are about to do something really big. The video entity is going to be really big. If you're going to SHOT Show, well, we'll talk about that in 2017 because I plan on going to SHOT Show, everything working out. I'm happy to be alive, and I'm happy to be right where I'm at. I'm happy to be the host of Lock and Load at Genesis Communications Network. Merry Christmas to everybody. Now let's bash our current president, shall we? Before he makes his exit on January the 20th, Obama he's decided to invoke something that's sort of old to permanently, as he says, permanently ban offshore drilling. He invoked a rarely used provision in federal law on Tuesday to do this ban, and this is going to affect broad parts of the Arctic and Atlantic coasts, which is a sweeping, controversial slap in the face to the incoming president, but it will help secure his environmental legacy, even as critics vow to reverse it. The ban relies on the Outer Continental Shelf Lands Act of 1953, which says the president may, from time to time, withdraw federal waters from oil and gas development that are not already leased. It was announced as part of a joint action with Canada, where Prime Minister Justin Trudeau also made long-term, though not permanent, commitments to protect the Arctic from drilling. A senior Obama administration official said Tuesday that the White House was quite confident that the decision could not be undone by Trump, noting that the law specifies no provision for reversal. The official suggested that overturning the ban could require years of legal action and the passage of a bill in Congress, or an executive order. Mr. King, President Obama, you set that up. You set up the imperial presidency. Some oil industry leaders say they believe the next administration can easily reverse it. They cited a 2008 memorandum by President George W. Bush that lifted a temporary ban on certain offshore areas imposed by Clinton. Eric Melito of the American Petroleum Institute said, fortunately, there's no such thing as a permanent ban, and we look forward to working with the new administration on fulfilling the will of American voters on energy production. This will be challenged, without a doubt. Don't think that Trump is not making little. He's probably surrounded by post-it notes right now of what he plans to do, and he's going to get on TV, and he'll get on Twitter. And he's going to be very declarative of when he's doing these things. And Mr. President-elect, please get in there and do an executive order and say, as an executive order, I'm going to put down that no past presidents can tie the hands of any current presidents. I think that would be a good executive order. This coming, I don't know. Well, I guess he just got on a plane to, I thought he was going to Hawaii. When is he going to Hawaii? Get out of town, would you? Go surf. Go do something. Of course, he's also been commuting sentences. He's commuted more sentences than all presidents put together. And a lot of these are for gun violations, by the way. So it's okay. Hey, look, if you're a criminal, don't worry about background checks. Don't worry about registrations or universal thises or thats or anything else. Don't worry about that. But if you're a law-abiding citizen, we want a no-fly, no-buy list. We want universal background checks. We want all of this. Because if you get into the system, well, if Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama was the president much longer, you would probably get out prematurely because he would commute that sentence on his way out the door. This reminds me of them burning Atlanta, to be quite honest with you, during the Civil War. they're trying to do as much damage as they possibly can and trying to set everything on fire so that none of this can be undone. That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny to me. Okay. All's fair. The only problem is that Trump really does have a mandate. He really does have a mandate. For all of you that are still upset about this popular vote, which Hillary, by the way, won by 3 million votes. 5 million of those votes came from New York State and California. So all of you that may be thinking that you're for Hillary, are you for California and New York running the rest of the country? That's my question to you. That's my question to you. That's why the electoral system exists. And it actually functions the way it's supposed to function. The popular vote is only a determiner in each state as to who gets that state's electoral votes. The popular votes in total, I don't even know why we count them. I don't know why we don't just dispose of them. Why we even have a tote board on that? Because it's the electoral votes. I think that's what we ought to do. We ought to get rid of the tote board on the popular vote. Show of hands. Oh, well, anyway. It's funny. It's funny. Hey, when we get back, they're still considering the arms trade treaty in the UN. This is Lock and Load.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In a time is life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Well, that and the fact that, well, there's more to them than just holsters. This is a one-stop shop for anything that you may need for your tactical needs. Tacticalholsters.com. Right now, to a large degree, the country is focused on these good feelings and everything about this election upcoming. Christmas is upcoming. And it's easy to forget about the fight that is being waged on your Second Amendment rights right now in the international arena. There are numerous initiatives that we are continuing to be monitored internationally by places like NRA, GOA. And the United Nations Arms Trade Treaty is at the forefront of the NRA's focus. This is coming from Chris Cox, to protect America's law-abiding gun owners from the continued push for gun control by international anti-gun interests. This was signed by the outgoing Secretary of State, John Kerry, on behalf of the Obama administration in late 2013, and the only thing standing in the way of the treaty's final approval has been our pro-gun allies in the United States Senate. And they have been very vocal in their opposition. And that has prevented the current administration from even forwarding it to the Senate for consideration. And now it has been sent to them looking for some form of resolution. It is billed as a treaty focused on the regulation of international trade in conventional arms ranging from fighter jets to small arms and light weapons. Supporters of the ATT are coming to realize that this initiative has neither a means to challenge its violators, nor any real chance to impact the international flow of military arms. In other words, it's a failure before it's even implemented. But the focus of the treaty is now shifting exclusively to the domestic civilian trade in firearms. Now, the NRA expected that all along, and the move to undermine and attack the Second Amendment protected rights of we, the people, came sooner than most people imagine it would. And this was never any clearer than at the second conference of states parties to the ATT. The purpose of this meeting was to assess treaty implementation issues and identify ways to improve compliance by nations that continue to trade in conventional arms. This meeting was held in late August and marked not only the beginning of the implementation process, but it's also where the politics of domestic gun control began to rear their ugly head once again. The third speaker on the agenda, Mexico's Secretary of Foreign Affairs, Claudia Ruiz Massieu, diverted from the customary welcoming remarks and messages of goodwill to turn her discussion into a political rally and urging those in attendance that civilian ownership and transfer should fall under the purview of the Arms Trade Treaty. So in other words, that our individual gun rights should be subject to the international control. She's looking for Starfleet. That's what she's wanting. Then she, you know, to further push on her 15 minutes of fame, the secretary aligned herself with the Barack Obama false assertion that it's easier for you to buy a handgun and clips than it is for you to buy a fresh vegetable. And she boldly proclaimed that in America, it's easier to acquire a firearm than a liter of milk or a box of cereal. I'm all the time looking for guns instead of liters of milk. That type of ultimate coordination in your messaging is not something that just happens. It's not something that just is a convenient, wow, two minds thinking alike. This is one more opportunity to undermine your Second Amendment protected rights. And we are unique. Here in the United States, we're very unique on the world stage when it comes to firearm freedoms. And many are willing to use the international agreement to push their anti-gun agenda here in America because it isn't working domestically. You would think that the members of the U.S. delegation, who were each sworn to protect and defend the Constitution, would have come to the defense of our freedoms during Massieu's attack. But they just sat by on their thumbs, on their hands. They had obviously received their marching orders from the Obama administration, and they accepted the attack on your rights with silence. Yeah. So without the U.S. delegation defending our Constitution and its protections, treaty supporters quickly capitalized on the vacuum of leadership. Which, those don't stay open very long, those vacuums. Previously, the ATT's proponents had consistently urged or argued that civilian owners of firearms were not their target. That all changed in August, and that the direct assault was underway. So, not surprisingly, the existing arms trade treaty language was amended through interpretation, which reads up as up was now being interpreted as down. And voluntary categories designed to address civilian small arms were included in the treaty's reporting requirements. Voluntary is soon to become mandatory. Now, the good news is that this attack is a little bit like a Windows virus on a Mac. It can run, but it's not going to do anything. As it is a treaty, the Senate is required to approve a resolution of ratification before the U.S. becomes bound by its terms. If the Senate considers moving on ratification of the ATT, the American gun owners can tell them loud and clear that these freedoms of ours are not to be governed by the anti-gun desires of a bunch of, you know, third world despots that want to be in charge of everything, including money, by the way. That's the thing. That's the thing about all of these international globalists. It's always about the Benjamins. Always about the Benjamins. So we'll see where it goes. But it goes nowhere. It ends up going nowhere. And that's the point to remember. But this would be the time. See, right now the Senate's not in session, so it's not going to really get taken up. I don't think they're in session. Are they in session? Is the Senate in session? I don't think they are. In any event, We need to call our senators and make sure they understand where we stand. I've got one senator that will be good to go, and I don't know where Lindsey Graham falls on this, but hopefully he's good to go. That would be my hope, my desire, that he maybe once in his life do something that's good. That would be nice. That would be so nice if he would do that. We're definitely going to see, though. It's an interesting this next 4 weeks are going to be some of the most interesting weeks as we see what comes out of this. Is Obama still going to be doing things from on far in Hawaii while he's in the middle of hanging 10 and surfing and all this other stuff? Is that going to be the way it is? I don't know. He needs to be lining up all of his speaking engagements is what he needs to do, because he's been living high on the hog on our dime for quite some time, and that's going to be gone in 29 days, in less than a month. So, oh no. Oh no, Mr. President. Almost over. If you want to be involved in the national recognition of your rights to carry a gun throughout the United States, you need to email me at bill@lockandloadradio.com. It will go forward. Do that all through the holidays. We'll be right back.
Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Big Dave for PlaceYourChipsCaribbean.com. Want to know what's really cool? Your charitable tax-deductible donation every time you play. PlaceYourChipsCaribbean.com, the feel-good gateway to fun and prizes. Play free. Learn our system. Get 50,000 free chips and play for prizes. Play for scholarships that benefit Caribbean students. PlaceYourChipsCaribbean.com. Take it from Big Dave. A win for you is a donation to Caribbean education. PlaceYourChipsCaribbean.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Last time on the firing line, and coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
This is lubrication that takes your weapon and assists it in being more lethal. And that's why it just works. Froglube.com. I have high hopes for this country. And it's because of the people that Trump is appointing. The practical people that he's appointing. Like Andy Puzder. He is the, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Puzder, whatever he is the nominee for Labor Secretary. When he took over Carl's Jr. and Hardee's restaurants, they were deep in debt, and 4 years later, they were profitable. I bet his 70,000 employees are happy about that. John Stossel asked him, "What did you do that your predecessor did not?" And his answer sounded a little bit like, you know, Trump. He said, they were entrenched. My second memo as CEO was next person that answers the question with, because we've always done it that way, will be fired. And that is a beautiful thing to hear. It sounds ruthless in the business world. In the business world, the business world's a lot. It's sort of parallel to the political world where everybody's polite and based upon decorum and dogma, you know? But it's no wonder that he opposes the minimum wage. Stossel asked him where he started, and he got his start scooping ice cream at Baskin Robbins. It was back then, the minimum wage was, starting minimum wage was $1 an hour. He learned about customer service. He learned about inventory. He thinks it was a good start, a good step on that ladder. Then he painted houses and mowed lawns as a teenager. Jobs that today's minimum wage and employment regulations sometimes make illegal. Some people think those rules are compassionate. Puzder does not agree with them. I do not agree with them. He said, I have a 16-year-old son and I really love him, but there's no way in the world that I pay that kid $12 an hour to do something. We're losing a generation of people. Think about that. A generation of people. Because we've eliminated jobs that these people normally filled. How do you pay somebody $15 an hour to scoop ice cream? How good could you be at scooping ice cream? It's just not a job where you could compensate somebody like that. And the media really hate businessmen who say things like that. A Washington Post headline read, Ann Rind, acolyte, Donald Trump stacks his cabinet with fellow objectivists. And that's absurd. Trump is a capitalist. That's what he is. He is a non-denominational capitalist. Objectivists have firm principles. That is not capitalism. Capitalism is not based upon absolutes. Capitalism is fluid. The Post article smears Poozer as a cruel Ayn Rand fan who wants to automate fast food jobs. But Poozer doesn't want to automate. He just states an obvious truth. A higher minimum wage leads employers to replace some workers with machines. Because you only pay for them once. Ask the people at McDonald's. That balloon worked, and the touch screens are coming, and the $15 wage earners are going. And the $15 minimum wage speeds that process up. So if reporters were actually compassionate, they would oppose the endless regulations they routinely champion. People can't gain the experience needed to earn higher wages if they aren't allowed to be hired in the first place. There's no law. They can get out there and say what you have to pay people, but there's no law saying you have to employ people to have a business. That's the thing. And they might, now, if you were to ask them, the liberals, what they would like to do, they would probably tell you that they would like to be able to force people to employ people and then what to pay them, but that's not the way this works. Poozer said we have restaurants in 33 countries and 45 states, and he said he described how hard it is to get permits to open restaurants. In Texas, it's 60 days. In L.A., it takes 280. I can open a restaurant faster in Siberia than I can in California. Do you remember when it was Russia that was opposed to capitalism? Poozer says that permitting is ridiculous. They make us put in stoplights and curb cuts and plant trees two blocks away. Everybody on the planet wants input. You've got to get approvals from the city, the county, the state, satisfy federal regulatory requirements. And as a result, you can't grow. You can't build restaurants. You can't build a new Walmart, the new office building, if you can't use the land, if you can't get through the regulatory process. And Trump nominated someone who sees that problem. And that is encouraging. And I would like to see him surround himself with other people who love free markets, not just the power that comes with them. Another possibly good Trump appointee is Linda McMahon, the wrestling girl. He wants her to head the Small Business Administration. She almost defeated Blumenthal in the 2010 Senate race. She calls herself a fiscal conservative. Kind of wish she had beaten him. But, Stossel has been sued by the WWE for calling the wrestling world fake, so he doesn't really want to support her, but I think you see what he's saying. But here's the other thing. This is the other main thing that he brings up, and it is a valid point. The main objection to anybody being nominated for those posts is we don't need either agency. The Small Business Administration is a wasteful piece of cronyism. Federal bureaucrats have no clue which small businesses deserve funding. And workers don't need a Department of Labor to set one-size-fits-all labor policies. Let the competition set the rules. Employers and workers will make the choices and the contracts that work best for each of them. So it'll be interesting to see what these two pragmatists do when they get into office. Maybe Poozer and McMahon will take over the SBA and the Labor Department and then shut them down. That would, I see Obama's legacy looking like Wilson, the soccer ball from the movie Castaway, and it's going to get kicked all over the neighborhood. All over the neighborhood. It just isn't going to look good. Poor Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama. One other thing to consider as we go away, Sessions is going to be the Attorney General. As a matter of fact, all of the appointees will get okayed because they don't need 60 votes to okay these guys. They don't need it. And the Senate Democrats aren't going to be able to block them. And they can't do much to stop Pompeo. And they have themselves to thank them for this, because 3 years ago, the Democratic Senate majority, led by Harry Reid, rammed through the new rules, fundamentally changing the way the Senate does business. They unleashed the nuclear option. And that allows senators to approve by a simple majority all presidential appointments to the executive branch and the judiciary, with a big exception for Supreme Court justices. They took that step because the Republicans stopped them. Over and over and over again, they stopped them. So under the new rules, it takes 51 votes, and they have that. In 2013, Mitch McConnell warned that the GOP could easily seize power back in the 2014 elections, which they did, and that's happened. So now the Senate Democrats, all they can really hope to do is hope the Senate doesn't look at things and say, you know what, we're going to expand the nuclear option to include Supreme Court justices. That would crack me up. And that Pompeo is making some people, you know, he's making people uneasy, namely Nancy Pelosi, due to him being one of the members of the House Committee on Benghazi. Harry Reid was the one that sold the Democratic Party clear down the river. So enjoy that, folks. Enjoy it. Merry Christmas to all of you. Take the moment. Enjoy the season. Enjoy your family. Reflect. We have won an important victory. The fight will continue, but take time to enjoy the season. It will be waiting. We will be back. This has been Lock and Load.
Friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.